We're in the book of Acts, and we've been going the story of the church, how the church started and how the church is continuing. Things are going really well for them. Now things are going, the church is still doing good, but people are starting to now go, well, we don't like what you guys are doing. And they're going, well, we don't care. We're God's people. We have to do this stuff. Shh. And then the rest of the world is going, well, we don't like what you're doing. And we're going, the church is going, well, sorry. We're God's people in the world. This is what we do. And everybody else is like, let's kill them. All right. So last week we learned that Cornelius and Peter visited Cornelius. And now the gospel, the good news about Jesus, isn't just for Jews. It's also for Gentiles, which means everybody who's not a Jew. Who's not a Jew in here? Yes, good. That means you can become a follower of Jesus too. Yay. Woo. Okay. Today, we skipped a chapter. We'll come back to it next week. It's called the chapter about Saul, but we're going to do Saul all in one chunk. So Saul will be next week. Today is one of the last stories about Peter. All right, so I need a guy. Hold on. Before I get any volunteers. I can't tell you that. It's a surprise. Okay. There's a guy named King Herod. Now, if you remember who King Herod is? Yeah, he's the guy who tried to kill baby Jesus when he was little. Okay, so he's either him or his son is around. So I need somebody to be King Herod. This is a very uncomfortable crown. Okay. King Herod. Brayden, you want to be King Herod? Okay, Brayden. Don't worry. I need lots of help today. So, okay. King Herod. Oh, that's supposed to be in the back. Okay, here we go. There we go. All right, King Herod. Now, King Herod is a pretty bad dude. He all he cares about is himself. He doesn't care about anybody else. So whatever makes himself look better, he'll do. Okay? And if people like what he does, it encourages them to do it even more. Right. So he decides to kill James. Caleb, well done. So he decides to kill James, one of the apostles. He kills him. And everybody's excited. And then King Herod goes, he sees how all the Jews are super excited. The religious leaders, they're excited that he killed James. And he's like, oh, wow. Well, dude, if I kill more, they'll be even more excited. And they'll like me even more. So Herod had Peter arrested. Simon Peter, the head of the apostle guys. So he sends four squads of soldiers of four people each. So if you have four squads and in each squad there's four people, how many is that? Come on, this is where multiplication.
16.
But 4 times 4 is what?
16.
So if you go 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 equals 16. All right, so I'm going to need, hold on, not yet though, but in a few minutes I'm going to need 16 people to be guarded, which is why we've got the noodles. Okay? That means you're a soldier if you got the noodles. Okay, so Peter, I need someone to be Peter. Someone to be Peter.
Peter's my favorite guy.
Peter, Petros. Okay? Peter's your favorite guy in the Bible. Are you, your name is Elena? Elena, come on up here. I know, she's new. Elena has never been here before. She is brand new. Thank you for volunteering, Miss Elena. Ooh, I think she just wanted to wear the hat. That's cool. All right, Elena, you are Peter. Now, again, Peter's a boy, but let's just, you know, use our imaginations here. All right, so this is Peter. Now, Peter's just hanging out, doing his thing. You know, he's not being a bad guy. He's just teaching about Jesus. And four squads of soldiers. How many is that again?
16
people have to arrest one non-violent guy. Has Peter ever, like, gone off and killed people? No, so like they send 16 Roman guards. One person could wipe the floor with Peter, no worries. But instead of sending just one, they sent 16. Why did they send that many? Did they think Peter was some kind of like ninja dude who could take them all out? Like Rambo? Maybe they were that afraid of him. Okay.
God would come down with him.
Yeah. All right, so I need 16... People, I need them in squads though. So squads. Now, I'm giving you noodles, but that doesn't mean you can play pizza delivery game while we're doing this game, okay? You must keep the swords up. Not like this. However much fun. All right. So last four rows, Natalie, Claire, Lydia, Neva, you're the first squad. Okay, so come over here and pick up your Roman-issued weapons. Okay? You have to visualize how many people that this is. Okay, so here's the other contingency. We need four people. Are you four? Yep. Okay, you four. All right, here we go. Roman-issued weapons. Weapon. All right, I like it. Okay, so you're in my way now, because scoot over, Roman soldiers. All right, here we go, all right. I need another squad. Sam, you want to squad it up here? You're good. All right, Bryn, Jack, Jaden, Jordan. Okay, your squad. Squad. Oh, my goodness. 2 minutes ago. All right, no hitting. Straight up in the air. All right. Don't make me regret giving you a noodle. All right. Maria, what's your name? Caitlin, that's my niece's name. All right, here you go. Government issued. Melina, you want to do it? Austin? All right. Okay. So Peter, come on, stand over here. Does that look scary? What if those were real swords? No, don't hit her. What if those were real swords? Is that scary? Okay, back up, guys, just a minute. Okay. So Peter's, how many guys is Peter? One guy. And they sent how many people?
16.
How many of 16? Right here. Okay? So these 16 guards grab Peter. Now don't hit her. Sword straight up in the air, guys. Sword straight up in the air. Okay, now take Peter to jail. Okay, so Elena's really worried. Okay, walk her over to jail. So her jail is right over there, right where Austin is. All right. Okay, perfect. Okay, now the Bible says that she was chained to two guards on each side of her. Okay, so one squad has to guard her. The other 12 people, I need you to go over by the ping pong table. Okay? So I need one squad to guard her. All right, good job. Two on each side, chained in prison. All right, guys. Sword straight up in the air. You guys are still watching to see what happens, okay? All right. So, Herod's all excited. Hey, guys. Hey. Listen. I know you're part of the story, but you still don't know what happened. So pay attention. All right. So Peter's in jail, awaiting trial, and he's probably going to get what happened to him the next day. What? Right. What happened to James? He got not persecuted, executed. Right. And so what is he going to do to Peter the next day? Execute him. All right. While this is happening, pause. All right. While this is happening, Peter's followers and disciples are praying. So everybody else in the audience, you are the people that are praying. You're like, whoa, what happened to Peter? We got to pray that God will rescue Peter. So everybody, bow your heads, close your eyes. God, please rescue Peter. Please rescue him. It's please. All right. You okay? Okay, Caleb? All right. So, at the very time that they were praying, God sent an angel. Elijah, I think this is going to fit you. That's why I'm picking you, man. All right. It's pretty intense here, okay? All right, Austin, put that away and go sit down, please. If you guys are going to whack each other, I'm going to have you sit down, okay? At the very moment that the disciples were praying, followers, and this is so cool, guys. Okay? You got to imagine this. All right. In the jail cell, a light shone right on to Peter, and the angel showed up. The guards have no idea this is going on, okay? And so Elijah comes and grabs Peter, okay? I mean, the angel comes and grabs Peter by the hand and walks Peter out of the jail. No one knows what's going on. Peter thinks this is a dream. So Peter's like, okay. So Peter walks with the angel. They go to the outer gate, and the gate opens by itself. And the angel walks with Peter one street, and then the angel disappears. So Elijah disappears. You can leave that on. Just go sit down. All right, good job. And then Peter is all of a sudden like wakes up or realizes that she is awake, and says, whoa. And then Peter goes to the house. So step off the stage for me. Peter goes to the house where all the people were praying. And he knocks on the door. A girl named Rhoda comes to the door. And Peter's like, hey, it's me. It's Peter. And Rhoda's like, ah! And Rhoda goes back to the people and says, Peter's outside. And they're like, no, he's not. She's like, yes, yes. So they all go to the door. And they see Peter come in. And they're like, whoa, that's awesome. And then they started talking about when they started to pray. And they're like, that's the very time the angel showed up. And they're like, yay! The end. All right, good job. Way to go. All right. All the noodles up here.
He didn't die.
I know. He didn't die. Exactly. All right, put the noodles down. Huh? You guys. All right. Well, if you're the guards that were guarding Peter, you guys stay up here. Everybody else, lay your swords down. Have a seat.
I was guarding.
All right. Have a seat. Put your guns down. Swords down. I know. All right. Forgot to tell you, the next morning, Herod woke up, sent for Peter. Someone sent for Peter and then came back to Herod with what kind of news?
Not here.
Peter's not there. And Herod goes, what? And then, you know what Herod does? He's like, somebody has to die. And so Herod had the guards who were guarding Peter, executed. All right? They executed each other. All right. Okay. All right, you guys all die. Oh! All right, way to go. Okay. All right, Isaiah. Peter, thank you very much for your help. Good job. Elena, very nice of you. Thank you for helping. King Herod. Way to kill people, man. You're doing a great job. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, Isaiah, ask me the question. You know, the question you asked last week. What question? You don't remember the question you asked last week? After we told the story last week, you said, Jeremy, do you have a video of this? Yes, we do. All right, let's watch.
Have you ever known someone who was in trouble? How could you help them? Peter's friends prayed and prayed and prayed for him, and then something amazing happened. Wicked King Herod rubbed his hands together and made plans. He would get rid of the people who believed in Jesus, and the next person on the list was that preacher Peter. Guards! King Herod shouted. Guards! Peter went quietly with the soldiers who came to arrest him. When they arrived at the prison, Peter was chained to two soldiers, one on each side of him. The chains pinched Peter's arms. But Peter didn't complain. He sat down on the cold stone floor and leaned against the wall. He closed his eyes and went to sleep. The news about Peter's arrest spread quickly through the city. Many of the believers went to John Mark's mother's house. They often went there to pray together, so it seemed like the right place to pray for Peter. The believers prayed and prayed. They prayed very late into the night. Back in the prison, a bright light shone in Peter's cell. An angel tapped Peter on the shoulder. "Quick, get up," the angel said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. "Put on your sandals, put on your coat, and follow me." Peter did as he was told. He felt as if he was dreaming. Peter and the angel passed between two groups of soldiers and came to the iron gate that led to the street. The gate opened by itself, and Peter and the angel walked out of the prison together. Then the angel disappeared. Peter closed his eyes and opened them again, and he closed them one more time and opened them again. He was really on the street. "It's true," he whispered to himself. "The Lord sent an angel to help me." Peter hurried to John Mark's mother's house and knocked on the door. Rhoda, a servant girl, came to the door. She heard Peter's voice, but instead of opening the door, she ran right back into the house. Peter is at the door, she shouted. Peter's friends looked at Rhoda. That's crazy, they said. It's not possible. It's true, it's true, Rhoda insisted. Peter began knocking again. When the people finally opened the door, they were so surprised. They listened eagerly as Peter told them how the Lord had sent an angel to lead him out of prison. The believers laughed and they cried with joy, and then they prayed some more. They praised God for hearing and answering their prayers.
Cool. All right. So, now, I know. That would have been cool to see, huh? All right. One of the things I want us to remember from the story, other than the guards being executed, Isaiah, is the power of prayer. Here's a question. Do you think God would have sent the angel had the people not... Listen, would God have sent the angel had the disciples and the followers not prayed? Well, we don't know the answer to that question because we know they did pray. And then what happened? Who showed up?
Peter.
No. Well, yeah, Peter showed up. But who helped Peter? The angel got him out of jail. So the power... We can never underestimate what? The power of people of God praying together. All right? So let's pray right now. Let's ask God for help. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the story of Peter's miraculous escape. It's cool that you can do stuff like that. But what's even cooler is that your people, together by the Holy Spirit, can pray in your name, and that prayer can make amazing things happen. So God, I pray that we all, as your people, will pray with that kind of faith. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Great job, guys.